Hi, friends, and welcome to Starting with Scripture, a little reflection from Doodles of Devotion. I'm Raquel, and each week I take a moment to pause with you to read the gospel, wonder together, and find where these ancient stories meet our everyday lives. Whether you're coloring, commuting, or just catching your breath, I'm glad you're here.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Glory to you, O Lord. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus says, but about the day or hour no one knows, so keep watch. I read this passage a few times wondering, what does it mean to talk about the second coming on the first Sunday of Advent? And why begin the church year here with such urgency, with the promise that Christ will return at an hour that we do not expect? Did a little bit of research and I discovered that Advent always begins with prophecy, God's big news, sweeping promises about the future. The gospel, this gospel in particular, is a part of that rhythm. It is a moment where Jesus talks honestly about the last day, the day of judgment, the day when he will come to heal, renew, and make all things right. I was not always a Lutheran. And so growing up, I had learned a lot of very scary theology about the rapture, about repentance, about, all of that. And so when I read about the second coming, it sounds very frightening to me. And I've had to do a lot of unlearning. I ask myself, and this is why it's so frightening, I ask myself, what if I'm not ready? What if I'm too imperfect, too messy, too meek, too human? But the more I sit with this text, the more I realize something important. Jesus is not calling us to fear. Let me say that again. For that part of me that lived in fear for so many years, Jesus is not calling us to fear. He's calling us to live awake, to live connected to God, grounded in love, attuned to the world around us. Being prepared isn't about perfection. It's not about tallying up our flaws or anxiously looking at the sky. And it's definitely not about judging each other. In Scripture, readiness always looks like this: living a life of faith, love, and service, loving God and loving our neighbor, caring for the sick and the lonely, feeding the hungry, choosing peace when violence feels easier. That's a hard one. Choosing peace when violence feels easier. Making room for grace every single day. And yes, Jesus does talk about repentance. And that word repentance, it carries a lot of anxiety for me. Maybe it does for you as well. But repentance is not about shame. It's about turning towards God again and again. I remember being afraid to get baptized because I thought that after you were baptized, you had to live a perfect life. But that's not true. We're all human. Even after we're baptized, we sin and we make mistakes, and we're invited to turn towards God again and again and remember our baptism. Even when we feel sloppy and small, it's about noticing where we are hurting ourselves. Oh my goodness. Where we're hurting ourselves or others and gently choosing another way. So I find myself asking this week, what do I need to turn away from? Where is God inviting me to turn toward love? And after God forgives me, how can I practice forgiving myself? This is how we begin Advent, not with fear, but with awake hearts, ready to receive Christ. In the final coming, and in all the small, surprising ways, He arrives every day.
Thank you for spending this time with me today. If Doodles of Devotion brings a bit of reflection, calm, or connection to your week, I'd love for you to join us as a paid member on Patreon. Your support helps me keep creating these family devotionals, illustrations, and recordings, and helps me share them freely with others who might need them right now. And if now's not the right time, that's completely okay. Just being here, listening, and sharing this space means so much. You can find all the devotionals and past episodes at patreon.com/doodlesofdevotion. As you draw, pray, and share, may you find God's grace in every line and conversation.